You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
Bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again, giving God the honor and the glory, hallelujah, praise God, giving Him praise, hallelujah, and just thanking Him for everything that He's done in our lives, hallelujah. Before we go into the message, I really want to pray right now, hallelujah. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank You and praise You, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing me again, Lord, hallelujah, to be here to share Your word, hallelujah. Father, I'm asking for all our listeners, hallelujah, that, Father, You give them the victory today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, prepare their hearts. And yes, Lord, hallelujah. Bless them in a mighty way. Thank You, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Yes, brothers, hallelujah, this morning we're going to be teaching about our words, hallelujah, our confessions, hallelujah, glory. You know, we want the victory, praise God, we have to confess victory. If we declare, defeat, we're going to get defeated. It's just awesome, so praise God. This morning, hallelujah, I just want to share that with you, and I'm going to try, hallelujah, as hard as I can, hallelujah, to praise God, to preach, hallelujah, that we have to change sometimes our way, our vocabulary, our way of saying things, praise God, and what we say, hallelujah. So right now, I would like for you to open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18, hallelujah. We're going to read out of Proverbs chapter 18, hallelujah, and then we're going to share a couple of other verses, hallelujah, and, chapters for the honor of the glory of God and books, hallelujah. So you have your Bible with you. Open your books to the, Proverbs chapter 18. Excuse me, I said 8. 18, praise God. Chapter 18, and we're going to be reading verse 7, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And, I'll give you a little time. And I just want to thank all of you, hallelujah, praise God, they're writing to us and calling us, praise God. And I'm encouraging you and asking you, go ahead and write to us, call us, praise God. And, because every time we receive a call, every time we receive a letter, praise God, it just encourages more to go forward, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of God, because we understand, hallelujah, by when you do that, that you're listening, and praise God, we just thank God for that. Now, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, the word of the Lord says, a fool's mouth, listen, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Let's read again. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Praise God. We already prayed for the word, so we're gonna go quickly into the message. Glory be to God. And remember, hallelujah, your words, hallelujah, the words you use, they are powerful, hallelujah. So we have to be very careful, hallelujah, what we say, hallelujah. We have what we say. As believers, we know that that's a vital biblical truth. You know, we can see it in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Matthew 21, 21, praise God, James 3, 2, praise God, and many other verses in the Bible. Yet we often let it slip. We allow ourselves to begin talking like the world instead of talking the word. And eventually, we get what we've been asking for, a big mess. If that's what's happened to you, remember, whatever you have in your life is a product of what you've been saying. In order to change what you have, you must change what's coming out of your mouth. Praise God. To head your life in a different direction, from death to life, sickness to health, failure to success, you must take charge of your words. That's a lot easier said than done, ain't it? But that's the key. Listen, that's the key. It must be said in order to be done. Remember that. It must be said in order to be done. How do you start? Well, first, realize that it can't be done just in the natural. This is a spiritual law, so it must be handled. Praise God, it must be handled with spiritual power. You know, in James chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 says, the tongue can't be tamed. It cannot be tamed with the same power with which men tame animals. It takes God's wisdom from above. God's word is his wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, 6 tells us. He also said that his words are spirit and life. That means it takes God's words to tame our tongue. Praise God. We have to realize, brother, hallelujah, that, you know, you cannot, you know, I know there's a lot of dog trainers out there, animal trainers, praise God. But you know what? You cannot tame your tongue. You cannot, you know, praise God, get your tongue to say the words you want. Just, by, you know, it's going to take wisdom from above. It's going to take God's wisdom. It's going to take a spiritual force, hallelujah, to change your way, hallelujah. To change the words that you are using, praise God, the words that you are speaking, praise God. Now, I preached in this before, hallelujah. I've taught you that words are containers of power, praise God. And we're going to, glory be, go into this today, hallelujah. You got to change your way of talking. You got to change your way, praise God, thinking, glory be to God, because, you know, you have to realize, like I just said a while ago, you cannot do it in the natural realm, praise God. You cannot do it in the natural. It's a spiritual law. It must be handled with spiritual power. And James, hallelujah, tells very quick. Now, open your Bibles real quickly to James, hallelujah. We're going to be, you know, going back and forth, hallelujah. And listen to what he tells us, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because it's very important that we understand let me say this before I read the scripture. You know, you might be in a jam right now. You might be in a mess, hallelujah. You might be in need of help from God, hallelujah. But you know what? Check this out. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to judge you. And I'm not going to condemn you. But just like I told you, a lot of times, brother, we get in this message because we speak it. We talk it. We say things that we don't want to say, but the devil takes a hold of those words, hallelujah. You might say, yeah, brother. You might say, yeah, brother. You know, I didn't mean it. Well, the devil took it as you meant it, praise God. And that's why a lot of times we are in the message that we're in, brother, hallelujah, because of what we say, praise the Lord. Now, in James chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, listen. He says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea, it says, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But the tongue cannot be tamed. But you know what? That doesn't mean it's impossible. It doesn't mean that we can't do it, praise God. With God's help, he tells us that God can tame our tongue, brother. He can, you know, if we ask him, if we're reading the word, if we're obeying, if we're, you know, praise God, we can start to change our way of talking. And like I told you, I preached a lot about, being containers of power, your words, hallelujah. And if you tell your children you ain't going to be nothing when you grow up, you're not going to amount to nothing, praise God. And when they're drunks, drug addicts, then you wonder, what did I do wrong? Well, it could have been the words that you were using. So, you know, It takes God's word and wisdom, praise God. It's going to take His wisdom. It's going to take His wisdom for you, hallelujah, to apply it in your life, to tame your tongue. And what do I mean by tame your tongue? I'm talking about making it speak the word of God. Don't talk like the world talks, brother. Don't say what the word says. Start saying what the word, start confessing. In other words, don't confess, don't talk the way the world does it. You start confessing, you start talking the way God, praise God, glory be to God, the way God wants you to talk. And you'll see that you will get out of that mess and go into, victory. You will go, to success. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You have to stop using your tongue for evil. And remember, evil not all the time means evil like demons. It means you're using your words wrong. You're using your tongue wrong. Hallelujah. You have to bring it back into captivity, praise God. You have to bring it under the control of God by His word and His wisdom, praise God. And God's word is His wisdom. We can see that in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what it's going to, that's what's going to take, brother, for us to start speaking the word of God, talking the word of God in our lives. Hallelujah. And I know some of you might say, well, brother, that's all that's all you preach about, teach about, praise God. Because you know why I do that? Because I want you to be rooted in your spirit, that we have to, speak the word of God. We have to act on the word of God, do the word of God. We have to think the word of God. Praise God. And the Lord tells us that, He'll give us His wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, if you've made a mess out of your life, if you've made a mess out of your children's life, praise God, you confess that she was a whore, your daughter is a whore, you might confess that your son's no good, he's a bum, hallelujah, and all this came to pass, you know what? You can destroy that harvest. No. I'm not telling you to kill your children. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, or your wife or your husband. No, this is what I'm saying. Now, what I'm saying is destroy that harvest. Destroy, hallelujah. Destroy, ask God to help you destroy, praise God, hallelujah, that harvest, hallelujah. But how do you do that, brother? Huh? First of all, hallelujah, repent before God forever. Oh, man. Repent before God forever allowing your tongue to be used by anyone except the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus, oh praise God, then give Jesus your tongue. Be determined to speak His words of love, faith, joy, peace, and grace. Words of faith stop the fiery darts of hell, praise God. Yes, brother, let me repeat that again because I got it wrote down, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Repent before God forever, allowing your tongue to be used by anyone except the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Then give Jesus your tongue. Be determined to speak His words of love, faith, joy, peace, and grace, hallelujah. Words of faith stop the fiery darts of hell, praise God. That's right. If you ever cuss your children out, you're allowing the devil to use your tongue, praise God. You're allowing the devil to use your tongue. If you gossip about somebody, praise God, you're allowing, the devil to use your tongue, praise God. If you ever talk negative, hallelujah, you're allowing the devil to talk, use your tongue. Now, what do I mean by that? A lot of times, somebody comes to you and gossips about somebody else. You done took that in your heart, hallelujah, and then you go gossip about the person, hallelujah, and maybe add a little bit to it, praise God. So you allow that person to use your tongue, praise God, when you are talking to these other people or person, whatever, glory be to God. So don't let nobody take a hold of your tongue anymore, praise God. You say, Father, you take control of my tongue, praise God. I know that I always make a mess, hallelujah, and that's why I always find myself in messes, praise God. Now I repent, I regret it, Lord, hallelujah. I regret for allowing the lying devil to use my tongue, praise God. I regret it, Lord, hallelujah. And you know what? I don't want him to use my tongue anymore. I want to use my tongue. I want to use my words. I want to use my mouth. I want to use my entire being for you, Lord, hallelujah. I want you, hallelujah, to take control, hallelujah. I want you to take control of my life, Heavenly Father, praise God. I repent of what I did. And Father, I promise you that I will never do it again. I will allow the Holy Spirit. I will allow the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I will allow Jesus, hallelujah, to take control of my life. I will allow the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, praise God, to take control of my life, hallelujah. I will allow your Holy Ghost, Father, hallelujah. I will allow him to come into me and use my tongue. Praise God, hallelujah. I will allow it, Lord, hallelujah. And then I will 100%, I will totally give Jesus my tongue, Lord, hallelujah. And every word that will come out of my mouth now is going to be words of love, words of faith, words of joy, words of peace, and words of grace. Words of faith, Father, I understand. Words of faith, Heavenly Father, I understand will stop the fiery darts of hell. They will stop, hallelujah, the lying devil, hallelujah, from approaching to me anymore. I will, Father, from now on, that's all I'm going to have in my vocabulary, praise God. If anybody ever asks me, Heavenly Father, how you doing? I'm going to say, I'm in victory, brother, hallelujah. Even though they might say, well, look, victory, man. I know they're going to, I mean, I know you're laid off, hallelujah. So you say, I'm still, hallelujah, I still have riches in heaven, praise God. Lord, you will give me a job. And Father, I will be determined, hallelujah, to use my tongue for your glory, hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you, brother, hallelujah. Let me tell you, when you start acting that way, talking that way, praise God, I'll tell you what, your life is going to change. Your children's lives are going to change. Your husband or your spouse's life is going to change. Why? Because your life, your circumstances, everything, hallelujah, your entire life will start to change, hallelujah, praise God. You will have success. You'll always have the victory. You will never, I mean, like I just shared with you, praise God, hallelujah. You will go from death to life, from sickness to health, your failures to success, hallelujah. You have to take charge of your life. You see, Jesus can't do that for you. Jesus cannot do that for you. The Holy Ghost cannot do that for you. You have to, you know, you have to take control and say, Heavenly Father, here you go. I give you control of my mouth. I give you control of my entire being, Lord, hallelujah. And then they will come in and start working in your life, hallelujah. Because, see, nobody can make the decision for you, hallelujah. You want to live in death? You want to live in sickness? You want to live in failure after failure, praise God? It's up to you. It's up to you, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, brother, it might be easier said than done, but that's the key. It must be, hallelujah, you know, listen, like I just said, you take control of the situation, praise God. You take control right now, you take control, praise God. I feel in my spirit that some of you, glory be to God, hallelujah, kind of don't want to give it up, praise God. Give the Lord, hallelujah, total control of your life. Now, the third thing is to do what Jesus said to do in Mark 4:24. Take heed or listen to what you hear. Listen to yourself, hallelujah. Think, do I want what I just said to come to pass? Do I want what I just said to come to pass? If the answer is no, then stop and correct yourself. Praise God. Correct yourself right then and there. Right there. That moment, praise God. Correct yourself. Do I want what I just said to come to pass? Hallelujah. Stop it right there and then if the answer is no. Hallelujah. Correct yourself. Hallelujah. Replace those negative words, hallelujah, with praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Replace those words with God's word. Hallelujah. Positive words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, a lot of times you say, well, you know what? I really don't care about my job. I couldn't care less if, you know, they get rid of me or not. I just don't. You know how many people are out there looking for a job? Praise the Lord. Sometimes, hallelujah, we tend to say, well, you know what? I want a job that I make more money with. Well, maybe you do want a job that you make more money. Praise God. But have you ever thought of God, maybe God wants you there where you're at right now? Praise God. So you can testify that you can share, so you could share the word of God. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought like that? Praise God. But remember, just say this to yourself. Hallelujah. Think, do I want what I just said to come to pass? If the answer is no, then stop and correct yourself right there and then, praise God. Replace those negative words with praise. Glory be to God. You know, a lot of times, hallelujah, it's like I said, our words, hallelujah, I've said this to our congregation time and time again, whatever we confess, That's what we're going to possess. Hallelujah. And it's in the word of the Lord, brothers. Hallelujah. And now, those scriptures that I gave you, besides the main scripture, hallelujah, read it. Hallelujah. Read them. Praise God. Hallelujah. James chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Hallelujah. You'll see that the power of the tongue cannot be tamed by the natural mind, the natural world. It has to be tamed by the word and wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And you, praise God. And you know, and repent. Hallelujah. Repent and ask God to forgive you for allowing somebody to use your tongue. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and Jesus, hallelujah. And like I said, the third thing to do, what Jesus said, praise God, in Mark 4:24. Now, let's open our Bibles to Mark 4:24, praise the Lord, because my time's running out, and I want to share some of the scriptures, praise God. I want to turn to some of the scriptures, praise God, and read, because I've been giving you some, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I don't go and read them with you, hallelujah. So, let's open our Bibles to Mark, chapter 4, verse 24. Listen very carefully, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, listen carefully. It says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be more given. Praise God. Glory be to God. So, brother, hallelujah, take heed. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to the way you talk to your children, praise God. Listen to the way you talk to your spouse. Listen to the way you talk to your co-workers, hallelujah. Praise God. You might tell your co-workers, I'm a Christian, praise God. And they might say, huh? Huh? He's a Christian or she's a Christian? You could have fooled me, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we have to take heed. We have to listen. We have to listen to ourselves, hallelujah, praise God. What we say, hallelujah, because remember, our words contain power for our destruction or for our, you know, just our benefit, hallelujah, our victories, hallelujah, our triumphs, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Now, if you've gotten sloppy about what you say, Change your course today. Change your course today by changing your words, brother. Hallelujah. Ask God to help you. Praise God. Ask God to help you set a watch over your mouth. We see that in Psalms 141, verse 3. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ask God to help you set a watch over your mouth. Hallelujah. Put the power that's in your tongue to work for you instead of against you. Oh, praise God. Write that down. I want you to write that down. Put the power that's in your tongue to work for you instead of against you. Stop using it to make messes and start using it to make miracles. Praise God. There is a blessing in your mouth. There is a miracle in your mouth. Brother, there is a blessing. There is, hallelujah, a miracle. Praise God. So, hallelujah, use the power of your tongue to work for you instead of against you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, brother, we have to check it out. Every time you're going to open your mouth, think about what you're going to say. Think about what you're going to call your children. Think, hallelujah, what you're going to say to your husband, praise God. Think what you're going to say to your wife. Think what you're going to say to your brother, with your sister, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You gotta use your words wisely, hallelujah, praise God. You gotta use, hallelujah, praise God, your tongue to work for you and not against you, hallelujah. You know, it's really awesome, hallelujah, how easily it is for us to take off just, you know, talking negative, praise God. Well, my job ain't gonna take me nowhere. You might say, well, brother, you always keep saying stuff like that, praise God. Well, that's the word of God. That's the word of God. In 4:24, listen to what Jesus said. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Hallelujah. Remember, whatever you speak, if you cuss at somebody, somebody's going to cuss back at you, praise God. If you're going to be talking bad about somebody, they're going to be talking bad about you. What you reap, praise God, what you sow, you shall reap. What you plant, you will harvest. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The word of God says, hallelujah, God is not mocked, praise God. Don't fool yourselves. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. So, brother, hallelujah, remember to hear yourself before you say anything, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, praise God, to give Jesus total control of your tongue. Let the Holy Spirit come, hallelujah, and start showing you, start teaching you, praise God, the right words to use, You know, there's a right way to use words and a wrong way, praise God. There's a right way and a wrong way. And the right way is to use God's word, speak God's word, hallelujah. The wrong way is to say what the world says, say what the devil says. Say, no, brother, hallelujah, you gotta make up your mind right now, and say, you know, Lord, hallelujah, I'm sorry for allowing the devil to use me in that area. But now, starting right now, I'm going to make a covenant with you, Lord. I'm going to make this covenant, and I'm going to tell you right now, to the best of my ability, Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to use my tongue. I'm going to use my words, hallelujah, for you. I'm going to speak your word. Well, you know, not actually for God, but what I mean by that is that you're going to be speaking God's word in your life so that you can bless everybody around you. Yeah, brother, but I don't want to bless that guy over there. He's my enemy. He's been talking about me. Well, bless him anyway, praise God. That's what the word of the Lord, that's what Jesus taught us, brother, hallelujah. Do good to them that do you wrong, hallelujah. Bless those who curse you, praise God. Remember that? Remember that? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. How good God is, brother, hallelujah, to bring this back to our memories, hallelujah. So, enemy or not, you still, hallelujah, are, you know, you're responsible to speak the word of God. You're responsible to use the word of God in your life. You got to take control. You got to take control of what you say. You got to stop before you speak. You got to stop before you say anything and say, brother, say to yourself, Do I really want what I just said to come to pass? You know, a lot of times we say, you know, maybe we won't say to their faces, but I heard children say, man, I wish my father was dead. I wish my mom was dead. Or I wish that lady over there was my mom or a neighbor or a friend. Hallelujah. You know what? God gave you your mom and your dad, praise God, and just start confessing the word of God. If they're parents that are kind of, you know, mean, you just say, Father, this is my parents. You gave them to me, so now I'm asking you to change them. Change their lives. Change my father. He's a drunk. Change him, Lord, hallelujah. Touch his heart, hallelujah. My mom, she's always, you know, she's always angry and you know, whatever, praise God. You say, change her, Lord. Put peace in her heart. You know, put joy in her heart, praise God, in her heart. And you start, even though you might be 14, 15, 16, 10, 12, whatever, hallelujah, you start saying, Heavenly Father, we need you. And Lord, I'm letting you take control of my mouth. Let my mouth speak these words, Father. Father, I pray that you touch my father, hallelujah, my carnal father, father, earthly father. Father, I pray that you touch my mom, hallelujah. She likes to, you know, argue a lot. She likes whatever, or your dad. You start speaking the word of God. You start taking control, hallelujah. And you might be living in glory be to God, my time's running out. You might be living in a home, praise God, a house that there's always fights and all this kind of stuff. You start interceding for that household, praise God. You might be the mom, you might be the dad, you might be the son or the daughter, hallelujah. But praise God, remember that our words, hallelujah, praise God, can change. You know that our words can change our entire family, praise God. It might take a little time, but our words can change our entire family, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, brother, let me tell you, glory be to God, that, hallelujah, it's awesome to serve God, and God wants nothing but good for us, hallelujah. He wants us to trust him, hallelujah, like we were praising sharing last week. He wants us to have our total trust in him, hallelujah. And you know what? I decided a while back, I have made a quality decision, said, Father, I will trust you with my life. I will trust you. I will not doubt you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, let me tell you, sometimes it's kind of hard. Hallelujah. It's kind of hard to say, you know, but my spirit will say, remember what you promised. Hallelujah. Remember you said you're going to trust God with all of your heart. And boy, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. Hallelujah. My spirit will convict me and I'll say, Father, forgive me. Here I am. But you know what? Words are powerful. You remember the saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is a lie from hell, praise God, because words hurt even more than stones and sticks, praise God. Oh, I see my time's running out again. Glory be to God. I just want to tell you, praise God, tell you that we thank all of you that are calling us and writing to us, praise God. And also, if this program is a blessing in your life, praise God, ask, you know, go to God in prayer, ask him what he would have you do, hallelujah, to help us financially, hallelujah. But always remember that your prayers, hallelujah, and your financial help helps us to keep this program going on the air, hallelujah. And again, If Jesus hasn't come for us yet, we'll be here the next Saturday again. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says to complete your call, enter the four-digit security.